Hello, this is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Mr. Stuart Dallas.
Who are you with?
Washington Opinion Surveys. Mr. Dallas, we are conducting a national opinion survey. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
I'll listen to you. What do you got?
Okay, thank you so much. First question, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not
definitely.
Vote?
Definitely.
Thank
definitely.
You. Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Mr. Dallas?
65.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we have a representative sample of everyone, can you please describe your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
White.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm neither right now. I mean, I'm kind of tossed. I'm trying to figure that part out myself.
Okay, I understand. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
You know, I'm not sure exactly how good a job she's doing.
Would you say you somewhat disapprove?
I'd say I'm somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm pretty mixed on him, too.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
I'd say somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy, growing the economy and creating jobs, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, climate change, and protecting the environment. Two of those?
Well, I'd say it'd be inflation and Social Security.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, next question. Now I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, which means neutral. You may use any number between 0 and 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. 0 to 100.
Probably 60.
60, okay. Joe Biden?
Probably a 50.
Thank you. Donald J. Trump?
10.
Thank you. Bob Ferguson?
Another 10.
Thank you. Dave Reichert?
Probably 60.
Thank you. Joe Kent?
He's another 10.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
Well, right now, I think all those are probably a 15 at the best.
Okay, thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Same, 15.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Republican J. Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
If it happened today, I'd probably be writing in a candidate.
Okay. But will you lean more towards Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Neither. I think I'm going to go down for either independent or libertarian, or I'll write in Daffy Duck or something like that.
Daffy Duck. Okay. And if the election for Congress in Washington, third district, were held today, would you be voting for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusin Kent Gutierrez? Perez, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't want Kent, so I would probably go with Perez.
Okay. Thank you so much. And even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in 2024 in November? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent? A small chance, just a slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance.
Thank you so much. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important to their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you don't think it is important at all, 5 means that it's somewhat important, 10 means that you think it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse. 0 to 10.
Yeah, I like this, but I don't like the way you're framing it, right? I'm not looking for a leader. I'm looking for a representative. That's the problem. These guys think they're freaking leaders. They're supposed to be representing us.
Okay. Yeah. So what number you want to give this statement?
I don't like it at all. I don't like the way it's framed.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. So that means a 0. A moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right.
Yeah, I like that. 10.
Want to get 10? Okay. Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
Yeah, I'm going to say somewhere around the 6.
6. Okay. Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves?
Well, that's a 10. Yeah.
Thank you. Someone who puts doing what's right above politics?
Yeah, 10, of course.
Thank you. A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us?
Yeah, of course. 10.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be speaking to you about Marie Glusin Kent Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Marie Glusin Kent Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Marie Glusin Kent Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades of and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House of Small Businesses Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support the small producers. 0 to 10.
That's a 10, but we don't have to keep doing this. Okay, I agree with the, I'm a labor supporter. And anything has to do with Trump, I'm against. So we got that right
done.
Now.
Okay. We almost done. Okay. We only got 5 more questions. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, will you be voting for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusin Kent Perez?
I'm more likely to go with Perez.
Okay. I'm going to read to you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case,
you don't have to. That's okay. We're done. Okay.
This is Joe Kent.
Yeah, I know. I know all about him. I don't.
So you want to give him zeros so we can move forward?
Zero him out.
Okay. So the last two questions. After hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I think we know that answer.
Okay, much less likely. In your own words, can you please just give me a reason why you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? In your own words, a small statement.
I'm a moderate. I'm a union member for 40 years. I don't support any of that crazy extreme bullshit that they talk about.
Okay.
And Uncle Donald.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. The last few questions are only for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? Thank you.
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Never. Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation. You have a good one.
You do the same, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.